small things. Small things like diapers. Your baby diapers are made with strong leakage protection and up to 12-hour protection to keep your baby dry day and night. They come with a wetness indicator, so you know exactly when it's time to change. And with a cloth-like, breathable back sheet, your baby's skin stays soft, dry, and comfortable. Your baby diapers. Gentle care for babies. Peace of mind for moms. Brought to you by Your Care Hygienics.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Tonse Alliance seeks urgent EC's admitting of Electoral Process Bill 2026 roadmap. Speaker of National Assembly Nelly Moti reserves ruling on alleged crossing of the floor by MPs. Israel carries out large wave of airstrikes across Lebanon.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilanamu. The Tonse Alliance has formally requested an urgent meeting with the Electoral Commission of Zambia over concerns surrounding the Electoral Process Bill and the 2026 Electoral Roadmap. Tonse Alliance Secretary General Chris Zumani Zimba has told Millennium Radio that the alliance, which comprises over 30 political parties and allied civil society organizations, adding that the request is driven by growing unease among its members regarding key aspects of the proposed law and the broader electoral process. Dr. Zimba says the coalition is seeking clarity on issues relating to the administration and management of elections, as well as the participation of political parties and independent candidates. Dr. Zimba notes that the alliance is also concerned about safeguarding electoral integrity, accountability, and adherence to constitutional provisions. He says the engagement is being sought in the spirit of constructive dialogue and national interest, emphasizing that stakeholder confidence is critical to the credibility of the electoral process.
That we have requested to engage ECZ for the issues that we have raised. So the issues raised are urgent, they border on electoral integrity, they border on constitutionalism and good governance, they also border on democracy promotion. So the Electoral Commission of Zambia becomes the important institution and stakeholder for the Tonse Alliance to interface and meet and dialogue. So we have petitioned officially the ECZ to force them engage the alliance, Tonse Alliance, for this constructive engagement and interface within 48 hours. It's urgent. It has to be done.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has reported Patrick Banda to the police for impersonation. The report follows Mr. Banda's claims as an interim UPND president. UPND Media Director Mark Sumowe said the matter has been logged as a criminal case for impersonation and has called enforcement agencies to take up the case. When asked whether Mr. Banda is a UPND member, Mr. Sumowe said that is subject to confirmation with the Secretary of Records. He noted that membership requires renewal of monthly and annual subscription under the party rules. Mr. Sumowe adds that the party constitution is clear and does not allow anyone to act outside its provisions. The police are yet to give a statement on the matter.
I recognize that there are people that have been masquerading as office bearers without due diligence, checking which names appear at the registrar of affairs. Then they have gone on a crusade to masquerade as leaders of the UPND. When we have won, the president of the party, well guided, that his team, once elected, moves concurrently with the Republican Constitution. You are going to find that provision in the UPND Constitution, that it shall move concurrently with the Republican Constitution. Where we stand present, it is still present of the party, as far as the party constitution is concerned.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has reserved the ruling on a matter concerning the alleged crossing of the floor by some members of parliament. The decision follows a point of order raised by Lukasha Member of Parliament George Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga questioned whether Masaiti Member of Parliament Mike Katambo and his Kanchibea counterpart Sande Chanda were in order to continue sitting in the House after reportedly declaring support for the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. He argues that in line with the constitutional provisions, their seats should be declared vacant following their defection. The matter comes in the wake of recent developments in which the two lawmakers, among others, indicated their intention to contest future elections under the UPND ticket. Speaker Moti says a detailed ruling will be delivered at a later date.
For one who was elected independent and joined the political party, he is deemed to have vacated his seat. Madam Speaker, it's on record that the four members of parliament have defected to the UPND and have declared publicly so. Honorable Katambo, Honorable Mushanga, Honorable Chiwuye, Honorable Sande Chanda, Honorable Nakapunda, and Honorable Ivan Kibombe. Madam Speaker, I would like to seek your ruling on whether, by being in this House, these members are not abrogating the Constitution, specifically Article 72. I thank you, Madam Speaker.
I do not have details of what has transpired, so the best that I can do is to reserve the ruling so that we can inquire and look at what exactly happened. So ruling is reserved to a date to be notified.
The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, says it is conducting a violation category exercise aimed at enhancing the efficiency, consistency and overall impact of monitoring, reporting and response efforts. Speaking during a multi-stakeholder meeting, MISA Zambia Chairperson Lauren Chisanga says over the years, journalists and media organizations in Zambia have faced various forms of hostility from different quarters, including the government authorities, which undermine the media's ability to operate freely and independently. Ms. Chisanga says many of the violations, such as harassment, censorship and unlawful detention, arise when journalists expose wrongdoing or report on sensitive issues that some actors may perceive as uncomfortable, adding that such actions not only restrict media freedom but also weaken democratic governance by eroding accountability and transparency. She says with the support from other partners, MISA is collectively addressing such challenges by developing a harmonized and structured approach that will guide how violations are identified, classified, and prioritized.
As attempt spread of litigation and other actions that undermine the media's ability to operate freely and independently. Many of these violations arise from the media's critical watchdog role, particularly when journalists expose wrong, question authority, or report on sensitive issues that some actors may perceive as uncomfortable or threatening. While the role of essential to any functioning democracy is always places media practitioners at risk.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Consumer Association says its latest assessment has revealed that only a few retailers have reduced prices of commodities despite economic fundamentals improving 3 months ago. 3 months ago, President Hakainde Hichilema directed retailers to adjust prices downward following the improvement in the country's economic outlook. ZAKA Executive Director Juba Sakala says the directive has not been fully implemented, with only isolated cases of price reductions recorded on the market. Mr. Sakala says this situation has disadvantaged the consumers, many of whom are expecting noticeable relief in the cost of essential goods.
And if we talk about the prices, it's unfortunate that people are becoming so unreasonable on issues that they've been discussed and agreed. we did not expect them to take that long to reduce the prices, although there have been some instances where prices have gone down, but they've been very negligible. One quarter or two quarter, we expected them by now would have much, much lower prices, or would have had competitive prices that would make everyone